Welcome to Move Wild Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Clapson. The aim of this podcast is to explore, learn, and spread the message of rewilding and natural movement so that we as humans can live in more alignment with our nature and reclaim what it means to be fully alive. The modern world has stripped away so much that used to nourish our mind, body, and soul. This podcast will help illuminate how we can reclaim and restore our innate, wild, capable, and strong spirit. Thanks for joining me on this journey. Welcome back to another episode of Move Wild Podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in to today's episode. So today I'm going to share a few of my thoughts on training and kind of what the purpose of training is. And so let's jump straight into today's episode. What I'm going to start with is kind of this trend that I see a lot in the movement world, which is the idea that we should only do what we enjoy or do what we love. And I pretty strongly disagree that that should be the sole motive for our movement practice, or that should be the sole motive for our training. I'm going to share my thoughts on that and why I think that. So I believe, you know, training needs to be for a purpose, and definitely one of the purposes of training is internal or self-motivated benefit, meaning it betters our health, we feel more joyful, we do it because we love it. Those are all extremely valid reasons to train and to move and to express oneself physically. But then we also, I believe, need to balance that kind of motive, that self, you know, that self-interest with community-interested training, meaning, or community-centric training, meaning that we are training for a purpose, not the purpose not only being our own benefit, but being also the benefit of the people around us. So what that looks like and what that means on a practical level is, you know, asking the question, are you an asset or a liability to the people that are around you on a physical level? Can you perform basic skills that will allow you to help people, or are you lacking in those skills and therefore hindering potentially the people around you, or hindering them in a emergency where skills might be called upon? So are you training and developing skills that might actually help people, whether it be in everyday life, like being able to, you know, pick up someone's groceries or help someone out in some way, shape, or form, or whether it be in an emergency? Do you train to be able to have those skills? Because I think we need to balance self-service and community service. And then again, what drives you more? So on that whole point, internal motivation, if all I look at movement through the lens of is I'm going to do what I enjoy, then that is not going to necessarily drive me to reach my full potential when it comes to fitness training and capability and developing those things. Whereas when I have an external motive of understanding that other people rely on me, right, that accountability kind of motive, then I understand from a broader perspective why, even when perhaps I don't necessarily feel like it, I would want to train, rather than if all my motivation is coming from an internal motive of like, I want to be healthier, or I want to enjoy this movement, or I want this, or I want that. If that's your only motivator, then you can lose motivation and it can stop you from being able to drive and continue your training, or continue having a systematic and sustainable approach to training. So, you know, sustainability, I think, is on two levels. Yes, doing what you enjoy definitely adds to the sustainability, but is it somehow linked to the community that you're in? And that will also keep your training sustainable. Getting too comfortable. So, you know, doing what we enjoy is often synonymous with doing what is easy for us. So if it's easy for me to do a handstand, for example, then I'm probably going to go back to that over and over again and find joy in that, because it's something that I don't have to go through a learning curve of. I already can do it, I enjoy it, and I feel good when I do it. So getting too comfortable with your training is a danger. We need to balance comfort and challenge, obviously, and we need both. And I don't think it's healthy to have, you know, to be on either one extreme, to be too much in a place where we're constantly challenging ourselves, or too much in a place where we are always in comfort. But doing what we enjoy, or only doing what we enjoy when it comes to movement, often leads to repetition of things that are very easy for us to continue doing, and repeating, yeah, getting into patterns of comfort and getting into habits that we're not really stepping outside our comfort zone, and we're not really challenging ourselves because there's not a necessity. If, you know, I feel comfortable and it's joyful for me to move, you know, in a specific environment, why am I going to step out and move outside of that environment if my pure motivator is joy and that's why I'm moving? Not to say that that's bad, that's just a different philosophy. If I want to build capability and I want to be a well-rounded kind of generalist and generalist in my approach to physical capability and my practice, I want to be able to balance comfort and challenge. And growth requires that we do stuff that we're not good at. And often stuff that we're not good at is stuff that we don't enjoy. If I can't do a handstand, then I'm not necessarily going to go to that as the source of my joy in movement. I'm probably going to go to something that I feel confident with. And that, if I only do that, and if I follow my kind of, you know, quote unquote instincts in avoiding what I'm not good at, then I'll never grow in my practice, or I'll never grow in my training. Being strong to be useful is a concept that I have talked about on the last podcast, that, you know, Georges Herbert kind of initiated that idea, although I'm sure it's been thought of and practiced by many people before him. But the idea is related to exactly what I was talking about a little bit before, is that our training should be for a purpose. What are you training for? Is your strength and is your capability useful? Can it actually be applied to real world situations? So that's kind of a little bit of my thoughts on balancing, you know, doing what we enjoy in order to sustain our movement practice, and having that internal motivator along with doing what's necessary and training, you know, real world skills. And I don't think that it's healthy to always come at movement from a perspective of only doing what we enjoy and only doing what comes easily to us, because that can really limit our practice and it can limit our experience of life and limit our experience of movement. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Make sure you connect with me on Instagram and let me know what you thought of this episode. Take a screenshot, tag me, share it on Instagram, and yeah, let me know your thoughts. Other than that, I did want to mention one little announcement, which is that you can now pre-order my new Naturally Strong Strength and Conditioning for Natural Movement e-course, which will be coming out on December the 1st. You can now pre-order that online. I'm going to put a link in the show notes if you want to get access and pre-order that e-course for when it comes out. It'll obviously be at a discount when you pre-order it compared to when it comes out. So if you're interested in getting in on that, then head down to the show notes and check it out. Otherwise, thank you all again for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Move Wild Podcast, coming out on Tuesday.